99.9 Radio USA. Good night kiss from Randy Houser. 6:53. We're at 21 degrees. It's Scott Hansen, and it's time to get weird. Yep, the weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A New York woman was shaking like a leaf when she picked up a leaf of her salad and nearly bit into a severed lizard head that had been tossed into the bowl. Robin Sandusky had just begun chowing down on her kale salad that she'd had delivered from a nearby deli when she speared a bit of greenery that she thought looked kind of out of place. She told the New York Daily News, she said, "I thought it was a piece of asparagus at first, but then I saw the eye, and I was grossed out." Well, rather than call her lawyer, Sandusky just phoned the deli to register a complaint. She was offered a replacement salad, which she declined, and she asked for a refund of her $4.25 instead. And I assume she won't be using that particular deli in the future. How about a JetBlue flight from Boston to Fort Lauderdale last week? It had to be diverted to Jacksonville when a drunken passenger who claimed to be a soldier readying for deployment to Afghanistan became unruly. 23-year-old Orion Koshinsky reportedly got on the plane and announced, "I want to make sure everybody on the plane knows I'm in the military and you can buy me drinks." Well, he also asked a flight attendant if he could get anything for free because he's in the military. Well, as it turned out, the guy's not in the military. Someone in the military would never do that, and he never has been in the military. In fact, he wasn't being deployed to Afghanistan. He was on his way to a rehab facility in Florida. Well, after downing a few drinks, he became unruly and even threatened to kill one of the flight attendants. Well, that's when the pilot decided to just land the plane in Jacksonville, where Koshinsky was arrested, charged with interfering with a flight crew, which is a felony, and it could carry a 20-year jail sentence for the young man. That is your weird news this morning. It's 6:56.
How would you like to get up to 37?